As a founder of a social media company with over 500 million users, you might be surprised to find out who Reid Hoffman isn't connected to. As a podcaster, he should have an immediate Rolodex for everyone he could possibly want to connect to. Guest host and veteran journalist Julian Guthrie discovers which celebrity LinkedIn user he'd want to interview on this week's Techonomics.
While Jason Middleton is in France, I was in Sunnyvale with Reid Hoffman, the co-founder of LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a massive campus with a lavender field, outdoor sculpture, abundant food, and bowls of chocolate. Now that you're hungry, let's get back into the conversation. Tell me about your new podcast. I've been listening to it. It's great. You have the world's greatest Rolodex. So I think the most recent podcast is with Reid Hastings?
Reid Hastings, right? Exactly, yes.
Okay, so tell me the idea of this and who you have on and why you're doing this.
It started with a realization I had that the story that Silicon Valley tells the rest of the world about why it creates so many interesting, great tech companies is now out of date. Because the story that we tell is we have startups, we have a culture with a general fear, lack of fear of failure, we have technical inventors, technical companies, technical universities, venture capital, you put them all in the pot, lightning strikes, Silicon Valley emerges. And by the way, that's true and important in an important part of the history. But when you look at it, that actually environment exists in many places. In many places in the US, Europe, right, China. And yet there's only a few number of areas in the world which still can create such a predominant number of massive tech companies. I mean, here in Silicon Valley, we've created over half of the over $100 billion companies in a population zone. It's much greater than the tech people. It's 4.5 million people. Right. How
That's
is it?
Amazing, yes, to think of.
Yeah. Why is it, yeah, that we do that? And so what I realized was that actually, in fact, it's because we have a kind of a living playbook and a network about doing what I'm calling blitzscaling, which is scale up at speed. So I first kind of said with a realization, I taught a Stanford class. It's all online. You can find it at the Greylock website. And then I realized I should write a book, and so I was working on the book. And then June Cohen, who is the awesome former exec producer of TED, came to me and said, you know, this would be awesome as a podcast. Like, we would love to do this as a podcast. And I'd never really thought about doing podcasting.
When was this? How recently?
About a year ago, maybe. Okay. Right. And I love June. And I went, well, look, I'm writing the book anyway. Sure, I'll do the podcast. I had no idea of the level of magic that she was going to put on this. I thought it was like sit down with a couple of my friends, have some conversations. She tinkers with it a little bit. It goes up. And then I'm listening to this going, wow, this sounds really good. Right.
And so I had no idea.
I had no idea what you were planning.
But also, did you have no idea what you were getting into? Is it?
It's a little more work than I was expecting. Yes.
These things always are, right?
Yes, exactly. And so we have a great set of guests, you know, Brian Chesky, Sheryl Sandberg, Miriam Nafisi, Mark Zuckerberg, Selena Tabakawala. Like, it's this awesome group.
Basically, you're people you know have funded, yeah, or just friends with.
Yes, exactly.
And you just call up.
Yes.
Or you just email.
Yes. And I say, hey, I'm doing this thing. Would you like to have a conversation? And we will be releasing the full, roughly hour-long interviews after the close of the first 10 episodes. The first 10 episodes are the June and crew masterpieces of, you know, have original music and kind of weaving the interviews together and so forth. And then we'll also do the full interviews.
So what have you learned that surprised you? Kind of collectively from these interviews or from specific interviews with Mark Zuckerberg or someone else?
So I go and do these interviews in part because it's a combination of what do I know they know that the whole world should know, because that's part of why I'm doing blitzscaling and everything else. And then the other part of it is I'm curious myself and I want to learn. And so, for example, I kind of teased Zuckerberg a little bit on the initial kind of thought in Facebook was move fast and break things, which is an emphasis on speed. And then I went, oh, and then you changed that to move fast with stable infrastructure. You know, what did you learn? And he was like, what are you talking about? It's the same thing. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, look, the whole point is optimizing the speed. And the first one was optimizing the speed for move fast and break things. Like, it's okay to break things as you're moving fast. But the problem is if breaking things slows you down more than moving fast, you actually have to move fast with stable infrastructure. So don't break the things that allow you to continue to move fast. It's actually the same statement the whole way through.
Interesting.
And I hadn't known that until I asked him.
Right. That is super interesting. So who do you want to have on that maybe you haven't reached out to yet? Or who would be a dream interview for you?
Oh, now I know many of these folks, so I don't know if they'll say yes or no. You know, I think talking to Oprah would be awesome.
Really? But
yes, of course.
Oh, I love that. Why Oprah?
Well, because it's a, here is someone in a different industry who goes to such scale that she does things, such things in her career that she affects the commodity price of beef. Right?
Right.
That's scale.
Right.
Right. And so it would be awesome to have, in addition to the learnings that we have around scale from Silicon Valley, to begin to get some of those points, you know, kind of around for this. So we'll have more, you know, like another one, which I think is very unlikely, but would be super interesting, is Jack Ma, right? You know, kind of
right.
The whole Alibaba story. He doesn't come through town very often, but like that would be another one.
That would be fascinating.
Anyway, so we do have some, and I know both Oprah and Jack, they may listen to this before. I haven't asked them yet, but I am planning on asking them. I just think it's kind of a long shot.
Is this something where it's really just fueled by your curiosity? Or do you want to relay to listeners kind of the tricks of the trade, or to be inspiring, or what is it, or all of the above?
It's roughly speaking to have everyone understand what is some of what's special about Silicon Valley in a way that you can possibly replicate it in other places of the world. So whether you're an entrepreneur and you might be able to do the scale up yourself and figure out how to do that and build these interesting companies, whether or not you're a government and you're trying to figure out how to create more areas for, like, how do we create this kind of prosperity and kind of jobs and technology for the future? Or whether or not you're a big company and you're trying to say, okay, I'm trying to navigate this modern world where there are these blitzscaling companies, and how do I navigate them? And so I want to give all of these different perspectives a lens into it, and in a concrete way, like a way that they can kind of understand it, they can see it, and then they can begin to visualize how to navigate their work and their lives differently because of it.
So define blitzscaling.
In its simplest fashion, it's to grow an organization and its footprint with customers and ultimately revenue at a speed that you essentially operate inefficiently because you're trying to get to scale so fast. For example, you might waste effort on different things. You might reorganize much more constantly. But the whole idea is to get to the scale of the ecosystem so fast that you can establish a network, like of transportation or of housing, you know, Airbnb, and that's the way that you play the game in order to create a successful technology and a technology company.
I'm Julian Guthrie, filling in for Jason Middleton, who is on vacation. I was in Sunnyvale with a fascinating guy, Reid Hoffman, where we were talking about all aspects of technology, even pondering the question of whether AI, artificial intelligence, could become more ethical than humanity. This is Techonomics.